USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
What became a political problem, for Republicans, is now a national security problem for the country.
Senator Lindsey Graham on word of another case of classified documents. Lawyers for former Vice President Mike Pence say they found a small number of classified papers at Pence's suburban Indianapolis home. Pence's lawyers say they notified the National Archives last week, and the FBI is now investigating. In Atlanta, the Fulton County DA wants a judge to keep under seal a special grand jury report on alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's presidential election results.
They say eventually it will be made public, but they want to wait until, even though in the DA's words she says decisions are imminent, she's not there right now. So they want to wait until she makes a decision on what charges will be filed, who will be charged, and that she's announced that publicly before that report is made public.
Correspondent Blaine Alexander in Atlanta on the broadest hint yet that charges are coming. Several news organizations want the judge to release the report now. Police in Yakima, Washington have identified and possibly located the suspect in the shooting deaths of at least three people early this morning. Police Chief Matthew Murray shares the timeline.
The first shooting was inside the store, then he came outside the store and shot a victim outside the store, and then went across the street and apparently shot one more person.
This just hours after seven people were shot and killed at two small farms in Half Moon Bay, California yesterday. That suspect is in custody and reportedly cooperating. The former FBI agent charged with working with Russian oligarchs is free on $500,000 bond. Charles McGonigal is accused of taking bribes from an Albanian spy while still at the bureau, then of helping the Russian oligarch after he retired. Walmart says it's raising its minimum pay to $14 an hour. That's a hike of about 17%. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
News of classified documents found at the home of former Vice President Mike Pence, along with revelations involving the current and former presidents, is already inspiring calls for a closer look at document security. NBC's Ken Delanian explains a couple of recent cases of officials found with documents they shouldn't have.
There was a diplomat based in Pakistan back in 2016 who was investigated by the FBI. They thought she was a spy. She wasn't. But they found classified documents in her home. She was not charged with that because it ended up being just a simple mistake. And then you had Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez back in the Bush administration, 2008, who was found to have mishandled classified documents. He actually took very sensitive notes about NSA programs to his home and stored them in his home, according to an Inspector General report. He was not charged.
Then there's the case of former Clinton National Security Advisor Sandy Berger. He was accused of not inadvertently taking documents home. He allegedly removed documents from a classified reading room at the National Archives, even stuffing some in his socks. In 2005, Berger pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge. He was fined $50,000, put on 2 years probation, and voluntarily gave up his license to practice law. Critics will also point to the rampant overclassification of documents, tens of millions every year. And there are nearly 1.5 million people who have top secret security clearance, as well as millions more with a lower level of clearance. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.